Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, here we go.
Quite well, darling. How about yourself?
Well, this week I am pissed off. So I've got
I wanted to kind of talk about that. I really don't want to hear a bunch of politics.
Well, fuck you. You're going to anyway. Because I
that's great.
All right.
And you're gonna be yep, go ahead.
No, I'm just sick and tired of bullshit. Because if you have a difference of opinion, you're not
allowed shouted down.
To.
I get it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to anymore. And yes, this week when that Red Hen stupid restaurant owner did what she did,
right?
I just flipped. I said it's ridiculous. This is all bullshit.
Well, no. Okay, if you want to put that in perspective, everybody's like, so the left is all cheering her for standing up. Okay, but you go to the baker guy who didn't want to make a gay wedding cake, and they're pretty much put out of business because they of their decision. That's where the country is. It's like you're able to do one thing, but you're not able to do the other. It's a one-sided coin. It's a complete double standard. I choose not to discuss it. I just because it's never ending. especially on Facebook, where everybody is top idiot on Facebook. I don't feel like discussing it.
Well, I am tonight. You can listen to me rant because I have been called this week a, which, you know, by the way, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, you have one, yeah. Yes, that's fine.
Yes, and I've been called an asshole and been exactly. And I've been lectured by food people who have a difference of opinion and telling me, well, you shouldn't be talking about politics. Well, fuck you. Why shouldn't I be talking about politics? We haven't. We do actually every week. We probably touch on politics. But
we get our fingers barely wet on the meniscus of the water. Yes, that's correct, and that's kind of the way I wanted to keep it, because if you have one group of feelings about politics, you're not really allowed to talk about it, and that's kind of where I find myself. Passive least resistance is just do the right thing at the ballot box and don't even talk about it.
Well, for me, I'm going to say a few things. First of all, I've been doing this freaking show for almost years.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm pulling out dinner.
What are you doing?
Pulling out dinner out of the
basement. We've been doing this for almost 7 years. Nearly 500 shows. We have had on over 450 food people on this show. By the way, let me ask you a question, John. If you receive an order tonight, at Tom's office, do you ask people their position before you ship your sauce to them?
Wait, so you're breaking up a little bit.
I said, if you get an order at DEF CON's office, do you ask people their political affiliation before you ship the hot sauce to them?
No, I don't give a shit. Just eat the wing sauce, enjoy the wings.
Well, that's my point. Here's the show. We've had conservatives, we've had plant liberals, and a lot of the people in the restaurant.
We've had a fucking porn star, for God's sake. Love you, William.
The point is, we don't care what your politics. We don't really care. We have you on the show. And what do we gain from this show, John?
I laugh my ass off. Everybody, I guess, we are kind of popular when it comes down to it. I think they're having a good time listening to us, too. It's all about having a good time. Once you start using the big P word, the PP word, the politics word, it devolves. It devolves because one side cannot even fathom that somebody thinks differently than they do, and it turns into a big fight. And it never ends, and you get called a Nazi at the end of it. And that's it. No, there's no more to it. You can't even have a discussion anymore without being called a Nazi. It's fucking gross. It really is gross. I'm not a fucking Nazi. Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, hang on. What I got frustrated with was that when this lady did this, I think it was 100% wrong. So I voiced my opinion because it's in the food industry. And, of course,
right.
You saw my – which actually, by the way, it helped the ratings, I have to tell you. People are listening to that.
That's because more people are listening because they want to castigate you online. That's what it is. Where'd you go? Uh-oh. What in the hell? Hello? Oh, jeez. All right, where's the guy? The guy Fawkes, Max. All right, we're okay. Oh, God. We've hit anonymous. We're hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Are you there?
Oh. Yeah, I'm here. I was wondering if anonymous got a hold of you. With the guy Fawkes mask.
What I was saying before I was, what the hell are you doing in the background? You sound like you're grinding ice.
I'm filling up a glass of. I'm drinking water.
Anyway, my point
is. It's still
is,
legal.
My point is, we have opinions. We usually don't say a whole lot. I've actually enjoyed it this week. It's been refreshing to get some shit off.
Oh
my
yeah,
desk.
No, I've seen you on Facebook, dude. You're like unleashed. It's like, oh God, here he goes.
Well, do you agree? Okay, let me ask you something. What difference is kicking out a member, a high-ranking member of our president's staff out of your restaurant than it is to have a sign in your window that says, no colors allowed?
You know, there'll be some guy who's probably 49 and has always been in school, and he's probably a professor because he never got out of school. He'll debate this till you're dead. There probably is some way of saying there's a difference, but what it comes down to is, and I equated it to the, what I said before. It's like, okay, you can shout down to, you know, then they fill the restaurant, and you go yelling at her, and then finally the owner says, get out of here. Now, and then you had the couple that made cakes, and they just said no because it didn't agree with their beliefs, and they're pretty much put out of business, okay? And now, if the Red Hen's not putting out of business, because now it's probably, oh my God, it's by the Pelosiites wrapped around the corner giving them business now, which is fine for one business, but it doesn't make it look any better. It's a double standard. It's a one-sided coin. It's a one-sided sword. So I being from Jersey, yeah, I got a little red raft in a big blue ocean. I decide to, you know what? I'm not going to talk about it. I'll do what I have to do in the ballot box. I just don't talk about the shit because it never ends well. If I say anything, I'm shouted down. I'm yelled at. I'm cursed at. I'm called all sorts of different names, and I'm surprised I'm not in jail for fighting back. But anyway, that's just me.
Well, you know, and this is something I thought about last night. My father has been a staunch Democrat all his life. In fact, he got very upset with me when I wrote a paper when I was in elementary school that Richard Nixon was the best
Uh-oh.
President we've ever had.
Oh, geez.
So my dad and
I. You know what grinds my gears?
My dad and I have not agreed politically for many years, and we have argued at Thanksgiving and Christmas and every outing about politics. Up until recently, he is now a Trump supporter, by the way. But my point of it is, I guess, you know, family, friends, associates, whatever it is, if you have a difference of opinion in politics, it doesn't mean you're an idiot or a dick or an asshole or stupid. It means you have a difference of opinion. And these people, who what they do is you give them a good argument. What do? They call you a name. And then
they call you a Nazi. It devolves into Nazi. It's incredible how that happens. They don't even know what a fucking Nazi is. They have no idea. They have no idea. Like, oh, just separating the women from the parents from the children, from all the immigrants coming over, the illegals coming to come over to war. Okay, great. Obama did the same thing. I didn't see everybody up in arms about that. Well, what happened with that? Well, why weren't you yelling at him? It was happening, and now we're doing it. And oh my God! I'll cut off his head! Off his head! It's like the Queen of Hearts from freaking Alice in Wonderland is the Democratic Party. It's fucking crazy, dude.
It's so true. I mean, I saw myself, which actually I needed to claim my friends list because I had 5,000 and there were people who were trying to be friends, but I couldn't accept.
It's kind of weird. Weird that they limit you. It's kind of weird like that.
That's a whole other story. But so I lost like 50 or 60 people because they blocked me and they unfriended me because of I had an opinion about this situation. I'm telling you, it's just freaking weird. And by the way, if he's not your fucking president, who is? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, everybody, you know, a lot of people said that when La Bamba was in office, too. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, what are you talking about? He's your president no matter what. But then all of a sudden it comes down to the other side of the coin. How you doing, my fucking president? Well, he just told me, no, that doesn't matter. You can't win. I just remain silent on the entire topic now because it serves no purpose. All you're doing is feeding the anger when you talk. I'd rather not feed the anger. I'd rather talk to friends and enjoy my beer.
All right. I feel better.
You know, honestly, I'm glad you got it out. That's good. That's good. That this is good. Hopefully, you'll have a nice bowel movement tonight. That's healthy. It's always healthy.
By the way, if you want to call in and discuss this, even though John doesn't want to, I
really don't. I really
in.
Don't want to. No, I honestly don't
you
want
can
to.
Call in 714-242-5272. You can call in about anything. But it's just been grinding. But, you know, I have to say, it's been grinding my ass, but I've loved it just because, oh, my God, John, you should see the
I'm the only one you said could grind your ass. Now I'm pissed.
I mean, our numbers skyrocketed. We had a whole bunch of people listening to our past shows. So, in a way, it's been good. But if you want to call in, 714-242-5272, and you can talk about anything. And now I've got that off my chest. John, what's going on with DEF CON Sauces? And I'm trying to get your damn song to come up. Here we go. What's going on with DEF CON Sauces?
Anyway, okay. Yeah, we have started off the farmer's market season. We're in the midst of it. Tomorrow is going to suck. It's going to be 96 degrees with a whole lot of other stuff going on, so it's going to feel like about 108. But hey, I'm going to be in the parking lot. So leave your dog at home. His feet will hurt. Come down to the Chatham, New Jersey farmer's market in the Chatham, New Jersey train station on the Morrison Exodus line. From between 8 and 1 o'clock p.m., 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and come on down, buy some of my stuff. Please leave your pets at home. I do not like seeing pets walking on hot pavement. If you do this thing, I am mad at you, and I'll throw things at you. Then on Sunday, we go over to Chester, and it's going to be 96 degrees there, too, on Sunday. I'll be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but this is in a ball field, so there's happy grass under your feet. And you can walk around with your dog because the dog's happy because it's stepping on grass. Now, that's fault. So come on down and buy my shit there, too. Like I said, again, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Chester, New Jersey at Burroughs Field, right on Main Street. Other than that, we're just busy.
Do you have any specials on DefConSauces.com? You think you're going to
not right, not at the moment. We're planning on for July 4th. I think we're going to do a 24-hour blowout on July 4th.
Okay. By the way, I have to tell you, I took your wing sauce. I'm almost out of the mild wing sauce.
Yeah.
I took vodka over the rocks. A tablespoon of your mild wing sauce, some garlic pepper, and some bacon crumbles, and mixed it up. Oh, man, John, what a hell of a drink.
There's actually a drink around here known as the DEF CON Mary. It's actually made with the wing sauce with vodka. The wing sauce takes place of the tomato sauce or tomato juice.
Yep.
And you pour the wing sauce in there with vodka, and you put we have the habanero horseradish. You put that on top of that, and you mix it all up. You're done.
It's great. I mean, I tried it out. I made two the other night. I think it was Wednesday night, I believe it was. And
it's weird shit.
Like,
I mean, the wing sauce is not just wing sauce. It's weird. People put that shit, dude. They put it on everything. It's crazy. I mean, I have people. I've got tons of pictures. I got to stop putting the pictures on. People put it on their waffles in the morning with honey. Wing sauce on waffles with honey. Think about that one. Now let that sink in for a minute. That's fucked up. We have one guy that actually cooks asabuco with the medium wing sauce. Braises the whole shank. And then dude, I tried it. He gave me the recipe. I tried it. I'm not tooting my own horn. That was freaking phenomenal, dude. That was really, really good. It was one of those things. It was just, I had an epiphany. This really is good.
I've used your sauce in a stew, to kind of give it a little bit of bite, and it worked out. It was a chicken stew, and it was really good.
Well, it's funny because I'll tell people, like, the mild. You like the mild. I tell people, like, mild, medium, hot, and stupid. I tell, the mild, I like this on eggs in the morning. Now, the reason it's good on eggs is kind of a pre-chicken, and this is a wing sauce.
That's right. Which came first? Which came first, right. Your sauce or the chicken?
Or Planned Parenthood. Oh, wait, nope. Wait, nope. Nope. Steering away. No, no, over here. Going this way.
You weren't going to talk politics.
I didn't. It was a Freudian slip.
All right. And my theme song, let's see. What happened to me this week? Well, it's
you got basted. You got roasted online.
Yeah, I got roasted online. I still have poison ivy on me. And my air conditioning broke today again. So that's
good.
My week. And I got roasted. Alright, that's good.
Right, you played my song is nice because it's low in the background. David talks louder than you do. I can't even hear you, dude. Dave's talking over you again. You gotta shut down the Diamond Dave. Tune it down a bit. Tune it down.
Well, the problem is his damn music won't stop, so I have to turn it off. Okay, here we go. Now, if you'd like to call in. 714-242-5272. Oh, by the way, a shout out to Shotgun out in San Antonio.
Who that?
That's all thing. Yeah, well, she just watched my shotgun. Let's just say that. Okay.
Oh, Lord Almighty. You know, you can't. Oh, guys. No. I can't unsee this.
All right. You want to do food news?
Yes.
All right.
Please.
I'm still laughing at you because you're so politically correct tonight. It's because you don't want to touch that other subject. Because
I don't. No, because I enjoy my time online. I don't want to get so all piled on the rabbit, which is exactly what happens. It's happened to me before. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. It's like you say one goddamn thing, and every all piled on the rabbit. It's stupid. It's fucking stupid. You say one goddamn thing, Soylent Green is people. Ah, you don't what the frick? Oh.
All right, let's go to food news. I got some good stories for you tonight. Last week's stories were really good. If you missed our show last week, you should go
actually,
listen
it was funny.
To the replay. That was a funny show.
Dude, I was half drunk.
I was full drunk. Okay.
Nice. That's why it went so well. Oh, wait. I just saw. Okay. I'm on Facebook right now. I'm waiting for the old pile of the rabbit moment. It hasn't happened yet. But I'm looking here. You know Herrs potato chips? H-E-R-R-S? Do you have them down by you? Okay.
Yeah.
They just came out with a Carolina Reaper. It looks like what do they call those things? The puffs. The cheese puffs. Carolina Reaper.
Huh.
That's kind of cool.
You know what? They're going to be in trouble because they're only using the hers pronoun. What about the his and the other thing?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
The Miz. Isn't that a wrestler on WWF?
Yeah. Okay. Food news. Now, this one really isn't. Is there something about this that makes me laugh? Denny's, you know, good old Denny's, right?
Oh yeah, good for breakfast. Going to sit in your gut for a day, yeah.
Well, Denny's is going to start delivering through Amazon's restaurant group platform for all their Prime members. Now, there's just something about that. I just don't picture Amazon Prime members being people who go to Denny's. Am I wrong?
Not really. What are you profiling now?
Yes, I'm profiling now. I don't know. I don't see a lot of Prime members ordering delivery service through Amazon from Denny.
Well, maybe they use it on a mother's account because they live in the basement.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. But they've joined the restaurant platform for Prime members and the option's been added to Denny's on-demand digital ordering platform and can be accessed by Amazon's Alexa. So you can say, Alexa, I'd like a Grand Slam.
Alexa, order me a Denny's, was it Grand Slam breakfast in my parents' basement? Give me a voice recognition.
Remember we talked about the romaine lettuce E. coli issue?
Yeah, because somebody's taking a squat in the lettuce, yeah.
Well, actually, it turns out that they have been doing – they're trying to figure out where it's coming from. There's canals in Yuma, Arizona, like, you know, watering canals, irrigation canals, that they're finding E. coli, which has a genetic match to the strain of E. coli that's found in romaine lettuce, and they're trying to figure out why. So there's only two reasons why. Either there's
because somebody's shit in the water.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, okay, I'm profiling again, but I'm seeing a bunch of Mexicans squatting over the canal taking a shit. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, who knows? I mean, I'll tell you what, God, people around here are nuts about Chipotle. I don't get the attraction. I really don't get it. It worked. It worked yesterday. As a matter of fact, yesterday, a bunch of girls. They got the thing from Chipotle. What? It was fucking hilarious. I don't want any meat. I want a salad. So she got the salad, and she opens it up. Here's this big fucking beetle. Wasn't a cockroach. It was a big fucking beetle walking across. I was like, what's wrong with that? Oh, my God, it's a bug. I'm like, so what? It's extra protein. Did you pay for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Chipotle. I've never even been into Chipotle. I have no desire to go to Chipotle because they have all sorts of bad things going on at Chipotle. No, I'm leaving.
Well, you and I have talked about that. All this organic crap, literally crap, that's going in the produce industry. Okay, yeah. I'm just telling
asparagus
you,
water.
All the E. coli stuff. It's gonna the more and more we do that, the more and more E. coli is gonna pop up. Now, here's another disease I have never heard of. Have you heard of
what is it?
Cyclospora.
What?
Cyclospora.
Cyclosporum. I have no idea.
Cyclospora. S-P-O-R-A. Well.
Okay. Oh, so it's aerial. Okay. What is it?
Well, Del Monte's fresh produce vegetable tray prepackaged. They've had 185 confirmed cases of Cyclospora this June 28th.
Right.
And according to the CDC. And you want to know, I'm doing this as a public service announcement. If you get a Del Monte fresh produce vegetable tray and you experience these symptoms, you might cyclospora. If you have watery diarrhea, loss of appetite,
you caught a squat in the river.
Yes, cramping, bloating, increased gas, nausea or fatigue, you may have cyclospora.
If you wake up in the morning, you might have it. So definitely get to your doctor. They need the money.
Yes. Yes.
If you have any symptoms of anything, go to your doctor. You might have this cyclospora thing, and who knows, you might start riding a bike.
But it's actually a one-cell microorganism that it causes all these issues with people, and they're finding in the Del Monte fresh produce trays. You know, they get how you go to a party tray. Well, that's where they're finding. So, probably organic. Okay. Next, since we're talking about diseases, Kellogg's They're facing a salmonella lawsuit in Michigan. The suit was filed on behalf of a woman, and you're going to laugh, claims she contracted the infection of salmonella after eating Kellogg's Honey Smack cereal in May.
Really?
Yes, really.
That's funny.
So, yep.
I like that one. That's a funny.
Kellogg's Honey Smacks, be careful because somebody's suing them for salmonella. Okay.
Yeah. Couldn't have been the eggs. No, it could have been the raw eggs she put on her cereal. No, it was the cereal. I know it is.
Yep, Honey Smack.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Now this one, this story, I had to read it twice before I actually understood what it meant.
Well, you went to public school.
What?
You went to public school. I get it.
Yeah, I went to public school, but okay, I'm.
That's why you had to read it twice. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Counting the syllables can be hard to some.
All right, here's what the headline says, John. You ready?
Yes.
Cooking with chemical compounds can feed more people.
So if I cook with salt, I can feed more people. If I cook with water, I can feed more people.
According to a French chemist, the chemist developed a style of cooking. Now, wait till you hear this.
Oh, so this sounds phenomenal.
This replaces traditional ingredients such as meat and vegetables, okay?
Yes.
With their chemical constituents. And it has been used to invent new edible items. So in other words, he's not using real meat. He's not using real vegetables. He's making fake food from chemicals.
And he washes it down with Tang.
And he's so...
It's astronaut food.
With this new chemical compound,
you basically
won't need farm because he can produce all these foods out of chemical compounds, and he's making a new style of food every month for the next 20 years. That's his goal.
That's great. This is just stupid. Honestly, it is.
Go get a bottle full of steak or a bottle full of
give me a shot of an egg. Can I get that over easy? Oh, that's a different chemical compound. Well, then dump me out some of that shit. Here, it tastes like shit. What else you got? It all tastes like shit. Look at you go. Wow, you're important now. Ugh, please.
Yeah, you know, they didn't talk about what it tastes like, but anyway, they're excited because
they can make
chemical compounds. Dude,
if you're bringing it down to chemicals, if you're thinking the chemical composition, it's like okay, what it's going to taste like is a multivitamin. Crunch that between your cheek and gum. Enjoy the breakfast.
True. At least, you know, Flintstone vitamins, they taste pretty good. Okay.
Well, they're supposed to. They're chewables. Take one that's not.
True. All right.
Take a mouthful of aspirin and chomp.
Well,
and then whistle like that cinnamon stupid thing a few years ago. Where everybody's freaking taking them out the cinnamon like idiots. Fucking. Oh my god.
Well, the whole story. I read parts of the full story. The point of the story is the guy is excited because he can invent all these different foods by using chemicals. And feed people that are hungry and famine, et cetera, without having.
Well,
to
you know
have
what that means. If
that,
if this thing,
that.
If this thing taking the reducing food down to its simple chemical compounds makes them happy, I guess there's not a lot of stuff going on in France.
I guess not.
I guess not. Either that, he's got to get out more. One or the other. I don't know. I'm thinking he doesn't have a healthy like. Living like a social life thing. I have a feeling he doesn't.
Probably not. Okay. This
Fromage.
Is an interesting study. About 80% of the meat in U.S. supermarkets contains antibiotic resistant bacteria. According to a report from the Environmental Working Group, the bacteria were found to be resistant to at least one of 14 antibiotics to the National Antimicrobial Resistant Monitoring System.
What was the name of that one?
The National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System.
That's fucking awesome. Dude, the more syllables you have, the more grant money you get. That's crazy. Oh, but they use 14 different antibiotics, but we found that some of them may be they're not affected by one. So stop using the other 13. The fuck are you? Go back to Mars. Go back to tinfoil hat. Hail Bop, Hail Bop, here comes the comet, here comes the comet, chop off your dick. Really? I mean, dude, this is crazy stuff.
Resistant bacteria were found in 79% of ground turkey, 71% of pork chops, 62% of ground beef, and 36% of chicken breast, wings, and thighs. So there you go, 1 out of 14.
I stand behind resistant bacteria at Walmart. They're waiting. I'm behind them. usually wearing leopard print like the tights that they should not be wearing. They're stretching spandex to its breaking point.
The National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System.
Right.
It does sound cool.
Right. That's okay. Just like we need more grant money because we came up with a really fucking cool name. So give us some money. Come on. Fork it over.
All right. You mentioned Chipotle a little while ago, our favorite place.
Yeah, there's always a Chipotle in there. Yep.
There is always a Chipotle. Chipotle Mexican Grill is adding an app delivery service in about 2,000 of their restaurants by the end of 2018.
That's great.
And launching a loyalty program in 2019. In addition, the chain is closing 65 underperforming restaurants and
because of the loyalty, revamping their marketing.
And I told you, you know the guy who's in charge now. He was the CEO at Taco Bell.
Yay.
Yay! Well,
dude, I'm not gonna mark my words, but Chipotle, they're like meteor resistant because they've been hitting with so much shit. But I tell you what, I think it's eventually going to hit them where Chipotle's not gonna be around, and it's kind of like dress them up like, oh, you saw that thing going around when the Toys R Us went away, and you got Jeffrey standing there with the suitcase. That was a really sad picture. Send that to Chipotle.
Yeah. Analysts and investors expect the company to move in a more modern direction under its new CEO, including technology improvements, menu expansion.
Yes.
You know they're gonna have like 20 tacos for $2 at some point. Menu expansion, and potentially opening the brand up to franchising later.
Oh my goodness. Heart be still.
Well, the Taco Bell guy is going to turn to the Taco Bell. I've been saying that for weeks. And I'm telling you, give it about 3 years, they're going to be on every corner, and they're going to have a chihuahua on their advertising. You watch. Something like that's going to happen.
No, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that.
I'm being honest. I think there's one word to say that.
Podcast.
Hey, I've got a podcast story.
Oh, podcast story. Hey, go.
Oh, I'll wait. So I'll get to that in a minute. I can't find it. It's too far down. I'll get confused here.
I get the rap version.
Bye.
That was the rap version.
Wiki wiki wick. Okay. Let me find that podcast story. Hold on, let me find
it. It's funny.
Okay, here it is. Here we go. Eataly. You've heard of the restaurant called Eataly?
Yeah, they go, that's such a great pun. Look at the play on words on that one. Boy, you don't get out much. Good.
Well, Eataly is removing plastic straws from 5 U.S. locations.
Oh, I think you say from their food.
5, by the way. By the end of July.
Nice.
The company, which uses approximately 18,000 straws weekly, will use paper straws instead of replacing.
Well, get the goddamn employees off cocaine and you won't use as many fucking straws.
They're going to replace the plastic.
18,000 straws a week. Wait. There's five restaurants total. How many restaurants do they have? They have five. 18,000 straws a week?
That's what it says.
Wait, no, do the math. Five restaurants, 18,000 straws a week. Do the math, dude. Something that these straws are made out of some fucking like meth shit. Dude, there's something up those straws. I'd suggest going down to Italy right now and taking all the straws and start consuming them because they're going to do something. 18,000 a week, they're onto something. It's going to be a medical miracle.
That can't be right. That's what it says. Ely removed plastic straws from its five U.S. locations on the end of July. The company would
18,000 straws
a week.
I'm gonna do the math. Hold on.
Well,
I'm gonna do the math. Wait, hold on. I'm intrigued now. This is great stuff.
It's 3,600 straws per week at each location.
How many?
3,600 straws per week at each location.
Per week. Divided by seven. this is phenomenal stuff. Well, that's times seven. No, that'd be fake news.
That's like 500 and some straws per day.
That's 500 straws a fucking day. What is in these straws? Inquiring minds want to know.
500 people come into your restaurant. Not that much of a big deal. Each one gets a straw.
Per day?
Per day.
7 days a week?
7 days a week. Yep.
So
I told you there was 500 million plastic straws used every day in the United States. 500 million.
Well, that's because people suck.
By the way, Eataly is also replacing their plastic coffee stirrers with wood stirrers.
Oh, good. So kill the trees. Kill the trees. That's right. They don't scream. Just because you don't hear it doesn't mean they're not screaming.
And they're also introducing compostable eating utensils.
Oh, good, yeah. So, hey, your forks and knives are made out of shit, but don't worry about it. You're going to throw it in the back of the mulch pile after you're done with it. makes your food taste a little gamey, but don't worry about it. It's good for you. Have a straw.
This is the Paco story that's going to blow your mind. You ready?
Yep.
Aardvark Straw Company. Okay?
Aardvark
Straw Company. Yep, Aardvark.
Double A, kick, kick. Double A, bam, bam.
Aardvark Straw saw a 5,000% growth in last year's sales as the only U.S. producer of paper straws that are FDA compliant, food grade, marine degradable, and compostable. Yep.
FDA approved straws.
FDA compliant, food grade, marine degraded, and compostable straws. Yep. The company is adding capacity. They're adding capacity to address the increased demand. But they're the only one.
Well, hey, man. Give them some credit, I guess. I mean, they call it an aardvark. That's not cool.
I know, but an aardvark does have a long knot, long nose, and it kind of looks like a straw. So I think that's kind of a funny name for the straw.
It sticks its tongue into holes that are filled with insects. There's a joke in there, but I'm not going that route.
Okay. Continuing. You know all these tariffs that are going on? You know, Trump's slapping tariffs on everybody, and they're slapping tariffs on us.
Oh, you mean, what, leveling the playing field? Yes, I get it.
Yes, that. This is political now. You sure you want to talk about this, John?
Not really. I was going to try to veer you off course there, Captain Kirk.
Bilateral tariffs may reduce the value of U.S. farm exports to China by as much as 40%. According to a report from the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences.
According to who? The Chinese.
The Chinese Academy.
They tell the truth all the time. All the news is not fit to print. Listen to the Chinese.
Specifically, U.S. soybean, beef, and cereal shipments could drop as much as 50% in value because of the tariffs.
According to the Chinese.
According to the Chinese.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
But
Yes.
But
yes.
There's always a problem.
And according to Chamberlain, they signed the treaty with the Germans in World War II, and they were going to be our friends.
but there's a but. In an op-ed in USA Today, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture wrote, "President Trump would protect U.S. farmers, not protest, protect, protect U.S. farmers from China's trade retaliation. He noted the agency will use tools at their disposal to support farmers faced with losses that might occur due to downturns in commodity markets."
If you delve further into that story, it also talks about that would be nothing but a stopgap. Well, on the Chinese side, because okay, we're not going to, but sorghum is the big animal right here. Sorghum, it's a plant. I call it an animal because I'm just being funny. It's sorghum. It's all about the sorghum. It's about cattle feed and animal feed. That's what they're talking about. Well, just, the Chinese need ours, and if they want to put a little like a temporary thing where they're going to end up buying it again. So this is all temporary. I don't see what the big dust up is. If they're going to get temporary, temporary help from the government, whatever, to basically level out the losses. This is from what I understand. The level out the losses they're going to be taking because of this temporary bullshit that China's pulling, which is fine. I mean, China pulls bullshit all the time. That's why they don't have to. Well, until Trump, they didn't have to negotiate because everybody's kowtowed to them. Now they actually got a guy that they have to play poker with. Now America doesn't have to show their hand to the Chinese anymore. They can actually hold their cards and look at them without anybody else seeing them. That's what they're not used to. And that's what's happening right now. Everybody blows it out of proportion. No, the United States has been sucking. We've been taken advantage of for decades upon decades upon decades. And no, everybody's like, oh, standard quo. Oh, status quo. Just let it go. Everything's fine. That's not fine. God damn it, it's not fine. Somebody's going to stand up and say, "No, you put 50% tariff on us, and we can't put anything on you or 5% on you. How's that fair? How does that work? That's not business 101. That's like here, bite my ass and then run away. It's crazy stuff."
Well, Trump's doing the right thing, and I know what he's doing. It's a waiting game. We can wait longer than they can because they're going to need
our shit. They need the sorghum. They need the sorghum. And who blinks first loses. And that's what he's doing. Of course, you got CSN and CSM, MSLSD and CNN, all this crap talking about, the blow's going to explode tomorrow. Oh, my God, the volcanoes are hitting New Jersey. Blah! All the freaking Chicken Littles and shit. They have no idea what they're talking about.
See, I knew I'd get you into politics eventually.
I'm done. No. The trade thing is not really politics. The trade thing is common sense. It's not politics. It's just the fact that no president stood up to these idiots who are taking total advantage of the United States with these tariffs on us, but we're not allowed to against them. Who wrote those rules? What are those rules all about? I didn't write that playbook. That playbook's bullshit.
Well, I agree with you 1,000%, but when it becomes political, those people on the political side are saying, oh, he's causing all the world to hate us. And
the whole world hates us. Oh, everybody hates us. They said whatever. Okay, some guy in Uzbekistan doesn't like me. I'm not going to lose any sleep.
Me either.
I don't know what our ratings are in Uzbekistan. I don't even know. I don't even know. But it's kind of funny if everything works out. North Korea start getting people listeners from North Korea. Get North Korea ratings. That'd be something.
All right. Well, this next story is kind of a stinky story.
Got it.
Well, I find this hilarious, though. North Carolina legislators overrode a governor veto, making it harder for neighbors of agribusiness to file complaints about smells and other nuisances.
We have the Monsanto cow. No more bad smells. It's Monsanto cow.
Yeah, well, the new law all but blocked lawsuits against farm operations in the future in North Carolina due to smell.
Don't build. Okay, that's kind of happening. It's happening now in Jersey. It's not. Well, you got farms that have been there for hundreds of years. It's been a farm. They raise livestock. Livestock farms don't smell good. It's not like walking into freaking Bloomingdale's. It's not gonna have that nice odorous. It's gonna be a little bit mellifluous. It's not gonna smell as good as it does outside. Well, that's good because they grow animals. And the animals poop like you do, but the cow doesn't flush because they use that to make more grass so the cows can eat their own shit and become bigger cows. Okay, so now you build up a house complex right next to a farm that's been there for 200 years, and all of a sudden the oh my God, usually the hipsters, they're on their penny farthing bikes and birds in their freaking beards are coming out with their penny lattes, like, oh my God, I bought this, I didn't know about the smell. This smell is horrific. They must take down the. I cannot have my breakfast on my deck because I smell cows. Because you moved in next to a cow farm, you fuck. What's wrong with you? But that's what they're doing all over the place. They're building these housing units right next to farms, and everybody's complaining about the smell. Well, if you don't want to smell smells, don't buy a house next to a farm. It's really, really simple math. 1 + 1 = 3.
Now, I've got a business opportunity on this next story for you and I to really think about, because it blew me away after I read this story. I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, they're onto something here. Amazon,
what? Oh God,
has initiated
drone drop.
No, they have initiated a program that allows entrepreneurs like you and me, John,
yes,
to launch their own delivery business for Amazon packages. So it's going to be like an Uber for Amazon delivery service.
Yeah, read the fine print.
The program allows for partners to lease vans, buy uniforms, and get supports from the e-commerce company while Amazon leverages more ways to ship the packages. I read that the other day. They're trying to eliminate UPS and Federal Express and get these.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah, of course they are. But the thing is, though, read the fine print. When it comes to small businesses, this sounds great. If it sounds this great, read the fine print. I swear to God, there's something in there that basically you have to when you go down to sit. If you walk into the room where you got to sign the document and the guy has a lot of heat coming off of him, he's got like little horns under his hood, you might want to think twice about signing that contract. It's not all about happy. I guarantee it. I just look at the fine print before you do something like that. I'm being honest. Have your lawyer.
No,
honestly, don't sign away because Amazon's so nice to people. They make my wife really happy because the same stuff shows up at the house the same day. Don't believe it. Make sure you do your own work. I don't want to see anybody going into their business because they thought it was a great idea.
God, I get it. But the point of it is, look what Uber turns out to be. They're actually smart because they can get a bunch of goofballs to go out and deliver packages for them, left the Federal Express and UPS. I mean,
there's no liability on their side.
Correct.
That's what it is. Uber has almost like no liability. Think about it.
They collect money.
I think they may even consider it as tips. They collect tips from the drivers. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't have it written up that way.
Well. Look out, FedEx. Look out, UPS, because Amazon's going to have their own fleet of independent delivery services. You know that's going to cause so much havoc in the industry. Oh, my God.
Probably already has. Yeah. Well, look at USPS, the post office. They use FedEx to get the shit overseas.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
Well,
transportation thing. It's different than it was 30 years ago. I mean, UPS just sucks. But I mean, the USPS, if the government would like actually stop taking money away from them, they could actually make a profit. But all the politicians need the money from the post office because it's kind of a quasi government entity now. It was supposed to be its own thing. The USPS has been reduced to nothing more than a junk mail delivery service now. To be honest, I mean, I don't know a lot of people that ship boxes. Of course people do. I just don't know the ones that do it on a regular basis ship boxes out of USPS anymore. People used to do it all over the place. You go to your post office, drop off a box.
Only the idiots that I run into at the post office are shipping stuff by USPS because they don't know how to fill out the form. They don't know how to put the stuff in the box. They don't know how to tape the box.
Right.
I mean, oh, my God.
And, well, we have a P.O. box, so, yes, I have to go in there once a week. Get my money.
Unreal. All right, moving along. Speaking of Amazon.
Oh, God.
Amazon could double Whole Food Market customer base over the next 5 to 10 year period by giving financial incentives to the prime customer.
Yes, we're going to mark down asparagus water to $2.99.
Amazon, listen to this, though. This blew me away. Amazon has 60 million to 70 million prime customers, of which about 20 to 30 million have never shopped at Whole Foods before. So half of the people potentially could become Whole Foods Market customers. Now, personally, Whole Foods charges way too much, even since Amazon's bought them. They
Everyone knows that. Whole Paycheck. That's why their nickname is Whole Paycheck. Yes, I get it.
Yeah. But they're going to try to market to these prime people to try to pick up an extra 20 to 30 million customers through Whole Foods, through the Amazon.
Of course they are. So, and which is kind of, I mean, the whole thing about ordering produce and stuff like that online is I can't sign on to that. It's like, okay, if I'm going to pick out a pineapple, it's not going to be the one that that Jose's picked up on aisle 7. I'm going to pick out my own pineapple. I want to be able to touch it. I want to see if it's the right one I want. I'm looking at is there problems with this pineapple? I want to go pick out my own freaking pineapple. I'm not going to have somebody pick up my produce and hope for the best when they show up my door.
I agree with you. But the millennials don't care. I'm saying,
well,
hey, I want to pick out my own produce.
Did you read the article about millennials with tips? They just don't tip. They just don't do it. And there's a few articles written about that. I was reading that earlier this week. Like, you got to be, and actually, in certain states, they're actually debating getting rid of the whole tipping system. Okay.
Well, that's nice.
Well, that's great. Well, I would hope the employer might raise their hourly wage then.
Yeah.
I think they don't tip because they think the prices will go down. Well, no, you're fucking wrong, you idiot. Yeah, that means your prices are going to go up on the menu. But you don't have to leave any money behind. But you already paid it through the menu, you dumb buck.
That is. I mean, what you just said is such a microcosm of the whole millennial society that they don't even tip.
They don't tip. It's your job to serve me, so do your job. Wow. That's pretty much what it is. It's fucked up. That's to have that kind of a mindset. It tells a lot about the individual.
Yes, it does. Okay. There's a proposal in Congress now that the Republicans are pushing. I'm getting back to politics.
Why you got to go here?
Well, they want to allow undocumented immigrants to stay
illegal aliens.
A.K.A. illegal aliens. They want documented immigrants to stay in the U.S. as long as they work in the agriculture industry, and that's being considered by the Republicans. The proposed offers the worker no permanent residency or possible path to citizenship, but would have them become guest workers for unlimited time if they continue to work in the agricultural section as long as they make periodic trips back to home.
Well,
so,
you know, it comes down to let's go back to what we were talking about previously with the tipping. The millennial thing, it's an interesting little monster. They all go to school for great stuff. It's going to get them stuff like socialism, whatever. They go for the bullshit courses, and you know the public speaking and this one. It's good. You're not going to make any money at that. Go after the ones that are actually going to make you some money. Get into computer industry, maybe even get into sales. Imagine that. Get in some technical stuff. Oh, vocational is very good. Well, no, I have to get my hands dirty. No, nobody. They're doing this because nobody wants to work in the field.
Right.
Nobody wants to get their hands dirty. I understand it. I totally get it. Thing is, if to keep the prices down, they have to go this route. Otherwise, they're going to have nobody to be able to pick the fields, and then they're going to have to go belly up, and now we get our lettuce from China.
Well, I told the story last week, and it's a true example. Here on the Eastern Shore, half of the crab picking houses, for the blue crab, half of them are shut down this year because nobody will work in the crab picking shed, and half
That's
of them are
my
shut
point.
Down, which means crab meat's going to go way up in price because it's going to be a limited supply.
Oh,
and
exactly
the actual quote last week I read is they cannot find any Americans to do the job.
Right. Now, I'll tell you what, I did some shit jobs when I was 16, 17, 18, up to in the early 20s. I did some shit-ass jobs. But, hey, you know what? It actually paid kind of good, and I was able to party with it, and I was able to do stuff with it. I was happy I had a job. That's not the way things go anymore. People, they expect I took communications I averaged a B plus in communications, so that means I'm going to be the next Bill Gates. That's like the mindset. I don't get it. It's alien to me. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea. It's just that they expect to get out with a communications degree and be like the CEO of like IBM or some shit. I don't know where this mind thing comes through. I have no idea.
I worked for a painter, and I used to sand and putty for the painter. I worked as a custodian and cleaned toilets and floors.
I did furniture refinishing from the age of 14. I'll say up to my 20s. It was a kind of a family business thing. Man, that was nasty. Furniture refinishing is freaking nasty. We don't do it anymore because the regulations on all the stripper and all kind of stuff, it's just non-tenable. You can't even be in business with all the regulations. But, I mean, I did that shit growing up. Yeah, it sucked. But it was always nice to have a couple of bucks in my pocket, too. I didn't have to worry about, can I take my chick out to dinner tonight at the age of 16? No, I can. Man, I can take her pretty much not anywhere she wants to go. I'll decide that. But it's... I can do what I want to do without having to worry about the budget. My money's budgeted well, and I've got this to spend, and I can be happy with this. Because why? Because I took a bullshit job, and I came home with a paycheck that was very nice. Well, a sound paycheck, and I was happy with it. Today, no, everybody wants to. I don't want to get dirty. Everybody wants those jobs. And so, I don't want to get dirty. That's great. That's great. So I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, I want to be a drone pilot for the Navy, but I don't want to go into the Navy. I don't want to enlist. But I'm really good at drones because my mom bought me one for Christmas. It's like there's a gap of understanding life, like real life, and what they think life is. I don't know. I'm not an old fuck. I'm not this old fart thing. No, hell no, I'm not. Anybody knows me knows that for a fact. It's just I don't. It's like alien the thought patterns these days. I'm not an old fart. I just don't understand how you can think the way you're thinking, because it doesn't work. I've been through that part of my life, and it doesn't work like that. It kind of pisses me off in a way, but it's kind of like weird to almost watch them crash and burn and have binoculars.
All right, moving along. Speaking of bloodsuckers, have you ever heard of the Lone Star Pick?
Pick? P I C K?
Pick.
No.
Pick, like bug, the bug.
Oh, tick.
I didn't need it. Yeah. The number of cases.
Oh, I saw. I didn't think you were going to get political.
The Lone Star tick bite caused a lifelong red meat allergy. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah.
Dude, of all states.
5,000 cases have happened in the last 10 years.
You can't eat red meat anymore?
No, which are most often located in the southeast U.S., are extending their range. They're found as far as Maine now. According to a Florida allergist.
You know what this is? PETA has weaponized the tick.
Grasshopper. If you get bit by this tick, you get an allergy.
You don't
want to
eat
meat. And you break ends of hide.
It's PETA.
Yep.
It's the PETA tick.
It's the PETA tick. I didn't know that. 5,000 cases so far in the last 10 years.
That's messed up. I'd never heard of that one. That, in Texas, of all places.
I know. That's where it started. And now it's all moved all over the southeast and up as far as Maine in the northeast.
Yeah. Maine's not southeast. Southeast. You're talking from Canada.
Now we always have to talk about McDonald's, right?
Okay.
We have to. All right, McDonald's. You know, we talked about their breakfast catering a few weeks ago.
Right.
Well, they're expanding that service now to 195 restaurants in Florida. Now you're gonna love this. You ready? Including a new Breakfast Warrior package.
Oh, God. What does this consist of?
It's designed to feed six people. It's Breakfast Warrior package. Yep. So look for that. And if you're in Florida, you can get it. It's a catering deal that feeds six
people. We give you a sausage biscuit and a samurai sword. What the fuck?
In addition, the chain is going to begin selling muffin tops and offering a variety of discounts.
But all the people in McDonald's have muffin tops.
The move is trying to help revive the breakfast sales at McDonald's, which they say has caused the biggest drain on their total income. So they're trying to build a breakfast sales. So, yeah, if you're in Florida, you can get a Breakfast Warrior and have it delivered to your house. It'll feed six people.
Oh, yes, six people. And everybody gets half a hash brown and one sip of soda, and we all have to use the same straw because we're saving the planet.
All right, now I have a question for you. You're in the hot sauce business, right?
As far as I knew, yeah.
Didn't we have Cajun Fiery Foods on our show?
Yes, and he was just bought by Hot Shots. Yes.
Yes, Hot Shots just bought Cajun Fiery Foods.
I'm not going to put words in his mouth at all. I've known Cajun for many years. We're actually very good friends. Me and John Hart, we're very, very good friends. We had some discussions in the last few years on trade shows we had done, and I know he was very mad and just kind of taken aback by the whole regulation thing for the last few years, many years actually, the last 5 or 6, he became very disillusioned with the whole thing. It's the whole thing about the FDA and all that. It became more about the regulations than it did about his product. And in talking with him personally, he voices displeasure with me for quite some time now. And I was like, wow, they actually did do it. I was not surprised.
Yeah, well, he sold out, and they're moving the corporate office from Ohio to North Carolina.
Well, that's where Hot Shots is,
Cajun's has a wholesale network with customers in all 50 states.
Cajun's fucking awesome. The man is the man amongst men. I mean, he is the godfather of hot sauce. He's the dude. He's the number one guy. And I love that man. His wife Sue's awesome. His kids Nathan, the whole family's freaking awesome. And I've known them for
he won our show. I'm not, I remember talking to him.
Yeah, we had him. It was the first of the year. I forget which year it was. We got brought him on for the first show of the year. It was on Deaf Conversations thing. I had like a 90-minute. And people actually wrote me saying that, man, that was like two guys sitting down at the bar just bullshitting. I was like, that's what it's supposed to be. That's exactly what it's supposed to be. But the guy, he put his heart and soul into the car. He still does. He put his heart and soul into this industry. And we met him. Oh my God, we started back in 2000. I think the first time we met him, we started in 2004. Brandy knew. I think the first time we saw him was like 2006 in Albuquerque at the Fire and Food Show out there, and we didn't know each other from Adam. And so a couple of years go by. You can't miss DEF CON. We're really loud and obnoxious. Hey, we're from Jersey. Fuck you. So we did our thing at trade shows, and we all of a sudden been a friendship thing started, and we became really, really good friends. And to this day, we are. I mean, I love sharing beers with the man. He's just a lot of fun. A wealth of knowledge. Just an all around good guy. He just became disillusioned with all of those regulation stuff. That's as far as I know. I mean, call me wrong. I just don't think I'm too far off the mark.
Well, if I'm reading it correctly, so he's out of it now and sold out.
He sold the name. I don't know if he's. I haven't talked to him since. I mean, that's kind of new news. It's not that old yet, and I have not even talked to him. I was going to give him a call. I may give him a call over the weekend, but it's just. I don't know. The guy's put his heart and soul for decades into this industry, and he started decades before we did. And the guy knows everybody. He's got some great products. He's always just switching up the lineup of products. I mean, he packages his own product. He has his own factory. I mean, that's how good the guy is. And so he makes his own products. That's cool as hell. There's only a handful of people who do that besides Tabasco.
No, I was surprised when I read that this morning that he had sold out. Okay.
That's not a nice term. He did not sell out.
He sold his company. I mean, sold out his company. I didn't mean like sell out.
Kajon's not one to sell out. No, he's the man amongst men. Like I said, I hold him way 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 high up here.
He sold his company out.
He sold his company, flat. He sold his company. That's it. Period. He sold his company.
Move it along. Cheesecake Factory. First of all, have you ever been to a Cheesecake Factory? I don't like their food.
Nope.
I don't like their restaurant.
I don't like cheesecake.
Well, basically they have a lot of cheesecake, but it's more like country food, but it's like fake country food. I just don't like it. But anyway, they're opening a fast food casual concept called...
Oh, God.
There you go. Ready? Social Monk Asian Kitchen.
Social Monk Asian Kitchen. Who the frick thought?
Yeah.
Well, who's paying these people? That's stupid. Oh, my God. Dude,
they're
that's
opening
dumb.
In Los Angeles in the fall. The menu will include dishes from Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Singapore, China, Indonesia, and India, which, by the way, those are all from our listening countries, too. You know,
well, there it is. Maybe they came up with the name.
Social Monk Asian Kitchen. Yep, this fall. I was like, how could they come up with such a stupid name?
Let's go from cheesecake to stir fry. Hey, let's try it out. The fuck?
All right. Health news. The consumption of tea slows a natural decrease in HDL cholesterol, according to a study published in the Journal of American Heart Association. The study, which monitored 80,000 people in China, found regular tea drinkers had a slower age-related decrease in HDL levels, which was linked to an 8% decrease in cardiovascular risk.
So, and could it be the people they tested in China, that's all they had to eat?
That could be. It could be the rice, too. Okay. There's something else along the same line.
Yeah, I'm checking to see if I lost any. I'm checking my friend list to see how many I lost tonight because I delved into politics. Go ahead.
Drinking 4 cups of coffee a day can help protect one's heart cells, according to a study published in PLOS Biology. the study found caffeine can trigger a protein called P27 located in the major cells of your heart and help protect the cells from death while boosting recovery after a heart attack. I drink 4 to 8 cups of coffee a day, so I'm pretty healthy.
And you have a very clean colon.
Yes, I do. Pee a lot, too.
It's called a diuretic.
Coffee.
Oh, you're killing me.
All right. Speaking of coffee, we have to talk about Starbucks again.
Oh, yeah. Here's one of my faves. Good.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Starbucks.
Give me your frothy venti.
Is making a push to sell healthier drinks, but it may not be enough to turn around the poor sales and traffic that's happening at Starbucks. The reason why is because they make shitty coffee and people are tired of the bullshit paying $5, $10.
You know how many people we have Starbucks all the place, but most of the people I work with, they hate Starbucks because all of them say they burn the coffee. I don't know. I hate coffee.
They do.
I like the
they
smell
do.
Of it. I detest the taste of it. I think it tastes like drinking pee, like weasel piss. I hate coffee. But the smell is great. But everybody, I don't know, everybody tells me they burn their coffee.
They do.
I don't know if it's true.
That's why it's very bitter and it's burnt. I agree. It's burnt coffee.
Okay. I don't know. I wouldn't know. I
Anyway, the purpose of the story is they're having a downturn in sales. They're trying to figure out ways to get more sales. Now they're going to try to start selling healthier drinks. But
I'll tell you what, stop charging $12 for a fucking cup of coffee, you might get some people back.
The reason they're losing money is because Dunkin' Donuts has a good cup of coffee. McDonald's has a decent cup of coffee. All these little stop and shop type places like Wawa and what have you, you can buy a cup of coffee for $1.
Right, and when you go in all these other places, you don't have to learn another language to order the fucking cup of coffee.
Exactly. You serve yourself, actually. You just go up and get your own coffee.
Yeah, pour yourself. How about a coffee regular? What's that mean? Sugar and milk. That's it.
Yeah.
Milk.
That's it.
All that crap noise, garbage. No, none of that. You want farthing? Go piss off a raccoon.
All right. Now, this story means a lot to me because I'm in the food packaging business.
Right.
The Texas Supreme Court rules cities cannot single-use plastic or paper bags from being sold or provided at a commercial establishment. Yeah.
Really?
The court
This
which is cool because if they appeal this ticket to the Supreme Court, could actually be deciding this. The court
and it would be easy. It would be easier for Kennedy as he's on his way out.
The court cited a state law that bans local governments from prohibiting or restricting the sale of use of a container or a package for solid waste management.
It's simplicity. Yes. It's down to basics. You can't say no. The guy wants to put his shit into a bag. Let him put it into a fucking bag. That's it. There's no more to it. I'm not killing the freaking planet. You don't like to move to Mars. I hear you got a couple of breaths before you die. give me a bag.
Well, this whole thing can end up in the Supreme Court, whether states and cities can ban certain packaging products because of the waste stream. And according to some state laws, tell somebody they can't use a bag.
That's right. And it's common sense. That's a good one. No, that was actually that was actually one of my favorites from the evening. I'm glad somebody freaking woke up.
Now, remember a few weeks ago, I told you that there was a study that was starting that was going to take 5 years to study people who had low salt intake, these low salt diets, and they had found that people were actually was hurting their health because they weren't eating enough salt. Remember that story?
Right, which can kill you. Yes.
Well, eating foods high in salt can also kill you and can lead to an increased risk of death.
Well, sort of standing in front of an airplane, but I mean, come on.
The research researchers used multiple measures to get a more accurate picture of sodium intake among the subjects, finding a direct linear relationship between increased sodium intake and increased risk of death. You're right. Stand in front of a bus will die, too.
Right, yeah. Stand in front of a train, and it's moving. Chances are you got a better chance of dying than if you didn't stand in front of the train.
We got one study who say they're studying people that they think are dying because they're not eating enough salt. And we got another study going on about people that are eating too much salt. It's like Goldilocks.
Dude, no. It's kind of like, okay, first in the 70s we had global cooling. That didn't work. So then they had global warming. No, that didn't work. So now it's climate change. So anytime the climate changes, it's climate change. Well, isn't that genius?
All right. Moving on. Minor league baseball team in Erie, Pennsylvania, called the Pennsylvania Seawolves, has introduced a hot dog wrapped in cotton candy.
I heard it. Oh, my God. I heard this on the radio.
And it's popped with Nerds. When I read that, I kind of like threw up a little bit.
That's a freaking diabetic shock dog. Dude, you eat this thing by night. Your feet are getting blisters.
I saw the photograph of it, and it looks awful. They've got cotton candy wrapped around
hot dog. Oh, dude, it's gross. Dude, that's just freaking nasty. Are you – come on now. I mean, okay, we have some really base foods in this country, but this takes it to a whole, like, Satan's level of bad.
Now it gets better. You know our good buddies at Sonic Drive-In? You know, neither one of us is really eating at a Sonic. But
no, they're not around me. I don't have any around me, so yep.
Well, last week they introduced a new slushie. You ready?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Pickle juice slushie.
Well,
and
I mean, it could be worse. It could be a pot roast slushie.
But they said it's sweet yet tart drink. Some people like it, some people don't. I cannot imagine eating a slushie, like a Slurpee that has pickle juice in it.
It's like drinking a douche.
Well, if you want one, you can go to Sonic Drive-In.
I get the big gulp full of the Summer's Eve? Oh, my God.
Okay. Kroger, which is one of the largest supermarket chains in America.
Yep.
They're partnering with an auto company called Nuro, N-U-R-O. And they're going to have
sounds like brain stuff.
Yeah, they're going to have autonomous autos to deliver groceries using the vehicles. No drivers.
Oh, good.
It's going to be autonomous.
Oh, yeah. That sounds safe.
And when it shows up to your door with your groceries, shoppers will use their phone to unlock the car, take out the groceries, and then
I like the idea, but the people have become so lazy. Is what they're going to do is they're going to have that thing show up in their driveway. Then they're going to call an Uber guy to show up at the same time so he can deliver the packages to their front door.
Yes, exactly.
That's how shit's going, dude. People are so fucking lazy. I find it incredible. I find it absolutely incredible. I mean, the whole Peapod thing, the delivery of groceries. Get out of your house. Go to the grocery store. I mean, okay, you can't be that busy where you can't go down to the grocery store. You can't be that freaking busy. I'm sorry, you can't be. If you have some huge party thing, gotcha. Okay, on a fluke. Every freaking week you get the guy to pick your own produce. It's like, again, we go back to picking your own produce. I don't want somebody else picking out which produce I want. Because what are they going to do? They're not going to pick the best stuff.
And in this same story, I'm not going to read the whole damn story, but Kroger is concerned about what they call the last mile or last minute deliveries, and they're having a hard time figuring out how to deliver groceries to people less than an hour. My question is,
How bad of a planner are you if you have you're out of what, toilet paper or mayonnaise or whatever
right.
it may be?
I was sitting in the toilet and I ran out of toilet paper. I'm gonna call this fucking thing and I call the Uber driver so he can toss it up to my window so I get more toilet paper.
Yeah.
Dude, this is what it's coming to.
I mean, I'm not making this
lazy.
It's a big deal for the grocery companies that they're trying to figure out. They're trying to figure out how to deliver groceries like Pizza Hut and those guys, Domino's, deliver pizzas within 30 minutes
right.
or less.
They're trying to reinvent. They're reinventing the wheel. It's like just get out of your freaking house and go get it yourself, you lazy fuck. Oh God! No, it really amazes me sometimes how it's gotten where people want everything done for them and they don't want. How can you let somebody else grocery shop for you? I mean, honestly, unless you're Bill Gates or some bullshit.
You and I are way behind the times, dude. Because this happened.
That was, which is great. That's great. And actually, the self-checkout is wonderful because I don't have to talk to anybody, which is kind of nice sometimes because sometimes I don't want to talk to somebody, which is nice, and sometimes I do. And I actually go and let the lady check it out and, hey, what's going on? Hey, how's your day? It depends on my mood. At least I have the choice. I don't mind going to the grocery store because I'm going to find some cool stuff that I forgot that I really needed or, new flavor. Cool. I'm going to grab that one. It's just to get out of your freaking house.
The impulse buying is a big deal in retail. A good example, today I went to Walmart to pick up a few items that I needed.
Right.
And while I was there, I picked up one of those big 2.5-pound bags of peanut M&Ms. Now, I would not have gotten those if I had had someone deliver the stuff to me.
Right.
My impulse was, oh, wow, I could use some M&Ms. So, yeah, they're going to lose all the impulse buying.
Well, when me and Maggie go shopping, it's almost like a social event because I love to embarrass her. I'm really good at it, and it becomes fun. I mean, going to the supermarket is fun because we try to embarrass each other all the time. It's really fucking funny. It really is, and it's become almost like a game. But I enjoy it. We have time together. We're laughing our asses off the time we leave the supermarket. But we get exactly what we want, and we found some stuff that we weren't thinking of getting that's really good, and we're gonna get it again. Now you're not gonna get that when you're ordering some freaking robot to deliver the shit to your house because you don't feel like you're like putting on your shoes.
And on that lazy note, we're out of time. So,
all right. That's so
thank,
good.
You for, thank you for joining us again. We're not going to get too political. I was just seeing the water.
No, I don't want to do that again. I'm done with that. I'm done with that.
Whenever I talk about politics, I'll just tell you to go, go do something else for a little while. But thank you for joining.
Right.
And we're here every Friday night. No one called in, but if you'd like to be part of the show,
I'm surprised. I'm surprised the hit squad. I'm surprised the Pelosi hit squad didn't come. But hey, whatever.
Nobody called. All right. Well, on that note. Oh, by the way, let's see. Wait a minute. Let me find my notes. Hold on a second. Brian Mack, country music singer, is going to be joining us. I think next week or the week after next.
Okay.
You have a guest too. You have a guest lined up too, right?
I just might. I'm not even going to say who it is.
Okay. So
it's
I'm
a
done.
Secret.
Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining us, John. It's your turn.
Hey. Thanks for joining us. Man, it was different. We stayed away from politics as best I could. But anyway, could join us next Friday when we delve the bowels of the earth for more food stories. And hey. It's always same bat time, same bat channel. See you next week.
See you guys.